USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush was laid to rest at his presidential library at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. The casket of our former 41st president traveled via train from Houston to College Station. Many folks came out along that train route to pay their final respects to our 41st president.
I wanted to show my respects to a man who did a lot for our country but didn't want a lot of notoriety for doing it. He was the president. He did the job that he was elected to do.
It's a moving experience, the fact that my commander-in-chief in Desert Storm is being laid to rest today. It's a little emotional.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, President Trump hosts a Hanukkah reception at the White House, a tradition that was established by President George W. Bush back in 2001. And a new study from the CDC says nearly 1 in 6 Americans are still being exposed to secondhand smoke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Complimentary cheesecake creates quite the customer chaos. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It happened at a Cheesecake Factory restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. Things getting out of hand on Wednesday when the restaurant started offering free slices of cheesecake. Police officers were called in to try to make sure a large crowd stayed under control, but one customer started some trouble and was asked to leave, then refused and ended up getting into a struggle with officers. That's when everything broke down. Police say the one person was charged with disorderly conduct. They won't confirm reports that several other arrests were made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Elsewhere today on Capitol Hill,
without objection, the joint resolution is engrossed, read a third time, and passed.
Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, as both the House and Senate, did pass a two-week spending bill for the government. The expectation is that President Trump will sign the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Gymnastics is filing for bankruptcy protection as it tries to recover from the sexual abuse scandal. Attorney John Manley represents more than 100 alleged victims of the abuse at the hands of former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. He shares with NBC's Today Show why he believes this bankruptcy is taking place.
We're on the precipice of finding out who knew what when about Larry Nassar and his child molestation of hundreds of women, and they're using the bankruptcy process to stop us.
Three Ohio congressmen have urged General Motors CEO Mary Barra to keep their Lordstown plant open to build electric cars. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
The company has plans to close the plant after announcing it will no longer make the Chevy Cruze. Barra says it was a difficult decision to close Lordstown as the company focuses on new technology.
We are in an industry that is transforming faster than I've ever seen in my 38-year career. And we're trying to make sure that General Motors is strong and that we're in a leadership position in the technologies like electrification, like autonomous vehicles, like connectivity, because that's what customers want.
While GM and others shy away from the sedan, Toyota's top U.S. executive says his company will keep making cars despite a dramatic shift to trucks and SUVs.
Thank you, Wendy. Please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.